Well, welcome to podcast number two, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever fits you.
Wherever you may be, whatever time zone, or whenever you're listening to this.
Very good point, Jacqueline. This is the end of July, obviously.
Yes.
Or, of course,
the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm. July, I must tell you, has been a very busy month around the Purton household. See, we have had a bunch of birthdays in the month of July.
A ton of birthdays, mm-hmm. And I might point out, mm-hmm. I miss out on this big celebration that we have.
Oh, really?
What that I want to talk about today. Well, because I happen to have been born mm-hmm. on June 30th.
Really?
At 9:03 p.m., which means that I came in just 3 hours, a little less than 3 hours under the July mm-hmm. hoopla that it has become.
All 9 pounds, 13 ounces of you.
Thank you for pointing that out.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I was once told that the...
You were a big girl.
I was a big girl. In fact, my mom told me that at one point, I don't know, a couple weeks into it, she took me to the doctor and she was worried because I'd lost a couple pounds.
Is that right, Gail?
Yes, that's right.
And
ladies and gentlemen, that's an achievement just now. Gail talked on a microphone.
Yes. That's my mom. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she was concerned, only her second child. And she said to the doctor, I'm upset. She's lost a few pounds. I'm worried. And he said, mm-hmm. I should hope so. She was a pig when she was born.
The doctor said that?
Yes, he did.
I guess I was out of the room at the time.
Of course, there was 1985. You,
as I said, were a big girl. You were the biggest of the six girls.
Yes, I was.
And now you're as tiny as they come.
Well,
in fact, I wish you'd pull. It doesn't matter. Anyway, July is a big birthday month. Mine on the 11th, like anybody doesn't know that.
Right.
But anyway, also, my daughter Jessica on the 20th.
Correct.
And she has two sons, Preston on July the 13th.
12th.
12th, right. And Jack on July 16th.
15th.
15th, right.
Yes.
Well, I got one out of three, right?
Yeah.
Because Jessica's on the 20th, right.
Correct.
So anyway, the deal, that means party time here at the old Purton household. And that took place on Sunday in our backyard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was not just any party, mm-hmm. mind you, because we're combining all these parties together.
Right,
we like
correct.
To do something a little special, mm-hmm. something not too Chuck E. Cheese-ish, if
right,
you will,
right.
and do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we rented a bounce house.
Otherwise known as the bouncy house.
Yes, the bouncy mm-hmm, house. But mm-hmm. this year, this was a special bouncy
house. Yes, it was.
It came with an additional item that I now look back and regret.
I do too.
A Velcro wall.
Right. And folks then, we all put on at different times.
Right.
Well, they had about three bodysuits there. So
yeah,
the point so you put this enormously heavy bodysuit on that's loaded with Velcro on the front of the bodysuit.
Right.
And you fling yourself against the back wall of the bouncy house.
Yes, yeah, which is hard enough to run through because you're already bouncing.
And it was about, 98 degrees uh-huh. on that particular day.
Uh-huh.
And I was melting like a popsicle.
Yes, you were.
I just thought it can't be that hot in hell, as hot as I was. In fact, it was hotter than hell.
It was.
But anyway, I thought I would bounce off kind of like... government check, that we're used to now. But anyway, but I didn't. I was stuck like a dead fly.
No, seriously, getting pulled off that thing?
That's right.
I've had bikini waxes less painful. And I know you're my dad, and I probably shouldn't admit that.
Tell your daughter to stop talking
like
that.
I'm sorry.
I'm her father. So anyway, we went through that. We really had a ball enduring that whole afternoon,
yes.
so to speak. But then we all opened the gifts inside, and I think personally, and I don't want to complain about it, but I got shortchanged, especially when Preston and Jack opened their gifts, each got a bike, and I didn't get one. But I don't want to make it sound like I didn't get anything, because I did. And I especially liked what I got. The main gift I got was a Kwame Kilpatrick action figure. It came with a miniature cell phone that you could actually text with, and I did. And it was really a ball. But all in all, we had a great time. It was a great party.
And he's getting out of prison next week. So what a great, great deal. You'll be able to sext him on your own little doll.
I plan to do that, as a matter of fact. So,
now, are you going to
what?
Tell the woodpecker story?
The woodpecker story? Well, yes. The woodpecker story is actually kind of the biggest news in the Purton household this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
What happened, it was yesterday morning, early, ladies and gentlemen, and I was awakened by a woodpecker pecking on some wood. And it was coming from the outside. It was coming...
That's better than the inside.
Right, and it was in the... very much so, and it was in the bedroom, by the bedroom window. So anyway, I didn't know what it was at first. I thought there was construction in the neighborhood
right.
or something like going on. So I stuck my head out the window. The bird had just flown away, apparently, and I tried to get back asleep, but I couldn't, nor could my wife, Gail. Turns out she didn't hear the woodpecker. What woke her up was me leaping out of bed saying, what the hell is that? So it just so happened that yesterday was the day the exterminator arrived at our house.
Always a good day.
Yeah, every so often. And he sprays for bugs and spiders and things like that. And so my wife is deadly afraid of spiders.
Yeah. And hello, who isn't?
Yeah. So the exterminator told me to take some bright colored ribbons. See, I'd gone to the internet.
Okay.
Checked on it. And there were a number of things you could do. But the exterminator told me to take some bright colored ribbons, like you'd wrap a present with.
Right.
And kind of like, is it strip them? Kind of like...
tape them, did you? Or drape them?
You make them kind of curly-cue, like a curly-cue French fry.
Yeah, you take them and...
And then you take a tack and you tack them up. So I got the trusty ladder, the 12-foot ladder out.
Right.
And I jumped up on top of that, and I tacked the strips up to the area where you could see the holes from the woodpecker.
Wonderful.
So then I did that, and then this morning, no woodpecker. That's good news.
Did he take the ribbons?
No, the woodpecker still... No.
Because then he would have been all dressed up with no place to go.
I suppose so. But no, the no holes... I mean, sure, the holes are there, but okay. the ribbons are still there, too. So I jump back in bed, and now I'm advancing the story up to this morning. And I don't know at your house, but it wasn't mine. There was an incredible clap of thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And at first I thought, when I woke up, the woodpecker was back.
And mad.
But no. And I thought to myself, this is some big woodpecker. it turned out to be thunder. And as far as I know, hopefully he's not going to be back tomorrow, because the ribbons are still hanging from that area of the house.
Wow.
Outside. Looks a little strange. Looks like, you know, Christmas in July.
See,
but anyway.
Now, if he does come back, we might be able to answer the age-old question.
Which is?
How much wood can a
woodpecker
peck?
Chuck. No.
Pecker... How much
Wait a minute. What is it?
How much wood?
How much wood
could a woodpecker peck? No, how much wood would a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood?
That's it. That's it. Exactly. I think at this point in the program, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen, I should go to the commercial for my friends at Suburban Collection. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll be quiet now.
It's time to change the subject here. As you know, the Suburban Collection is, and this is the last time I'll mention this, because as you know, the Suburban Collection is sponsoring a great charity giveaway, and the deadline for entries is just around the corner on August 2nd. A total of $25,000 will be awarded to 10 local charities. Now, they know at the collection that there are many local charities that do great work but don't get much attention, or therefore donations. So the Suburban Collection is looking for the names of those charities. And that's where you come in, ladies and gentlemen, to nominate the name of a local charity that could use some more money, honestly. Simply go to dickperton.com, click on any of the Suburban Collection Great Charity Giveaway ads. But you want to hurry on that, because the deadline for entries is this Tuesday, August the 2nd. Why is that date familiar? Is there some government thing on Tuesday, August the 2nd?
They're having the ceiling fixed. They're
painted.
Something
like that, yeah. It'll ring a bell if I think long enough about it. Anyway, after August the 2nd, everybody will then get a chance to vote for his or her favorite local deserving charity, okay? A total of $25,000 will be given away to the top 10 vote-getters. But hurry, there's not much time left, obviously. The deadline for nominations is this Tuesday, August the 2nd. So go to dickperton.com now to nominate the local charity of your choice.
Cool.
Well, there you go. So anyway, kind of a good cause, sponsored by the Suburban Collection.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with the woodpecker, if he'll be back or not, but I'll let you know next week. By the way, the story of the week, and we used to do this on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd forget to do it.
Right.
Which I probably will in the podcast, too.
Yeah.
But I thought the story of the week was the Wisconsin police got a report of a man, quote, enjoying himself in his car in the parking lot of a Kohl's department store.
I love Kohl's.
So the cops approach the car and say, what are you doing there? And he says, I'm balancing my checkbook. he was then cited for lewd and lascivious behavior. I mean, I can barely balance my checkbook on my desk. But this guy,
TMI there.
This guy apparently is an ambidextrous individual.
And I heard that one of the, and I don't know if this is true or not, but one of the police women on the scene commented that the guy basically had insufficient funds.
I see. Okay,
that's all
fine.
She would say. A rumor. I don't know.
Again, sometimes the true stories are not as funny as the made-up stories.
That's right.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's probably going to do it for the podcast this week.
We're all done?
Well, I think so. I think so, unless you have something interesting to say.
No, I was thinking just, I don't know. Go to dickperton.com, as you are right now listening to this, but be sure to go Monday through Thursday as well, because we don't talk, we type.
That's right. Monday to Thursday, it's all typed out, dickburton.com, and we talk on Friday with the podcast. And remember, if it's in the news, it's news to us. So look for us Monday morning as well as Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and back again to our Friday podcast. And invite you to tune in next week, obviously, for the continuing adventures of the new superhero, the woodpecker. And maybe we'll find out if a woodpecker could chuck wood, how much wood could a woodpecker chuck? That's not it. It's not it. What is it?
How much wood?
Would a woodpecker chuck?
No. That's the woodchuck.
You know what this sounds like? The thing I couldn't, the guy DiBattista. Vic DiBattista.
Yes,
anyway.
Vic DiBattista.
What
yes.
is it?
Well, in the original one is how much wood could a woodchuck chuck, or would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? In this case, it's how much wood would a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood?
Amen. See you next week, folks. See you next Friday. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
See you. Bye.